Of evolution, that our forefathers, Ma'azallah, the theory of evolution says that they were Neanderthals and we evolved through evolution, we became what we are today. Humanity looks at itself as a Homo sapien, as a mammal, as an animal. While Allah Ta'ala tells us that He has created human beings on the same inclinations as what Allah Ta'ala has. If we are going to be able to understand ourselves, if we continue looking at our body and we continue looking at ourselves as animals, we will not be able to understand fully the potential that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. In a way, the body that we have, it is the body of an animal. It is ruled by instincts. Just as all the animals that you saw today, they have instinct for eating, they have instinct for drinking, they have an instinct for being in a group. They have different instincts that Allah SWT has given to them. But the main differentiation that we have from this body of ours is the soul that Allah SWT has given to us. And if we believe that there is a soul inside of us, then we also have to try to think about what this soul is. Allah SWT says that I put my soul into the body of the human being. And then on another place He says that فِطْرَكُمْ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرُ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا, that it is the inclination that I have upon which I have created humanity. Inclinations that body has is the same inclinations as the animals. But the inclinations that the soul has are the same inclinations that Allah SWT has. Inclination, you understand what I mean by that? Like you're inclined, that you are attracted towards. That's what it means. So Allah SWT's inclinations that we have inside, one of them is that we are attracted towards knowledge. We are attracted towards inner beauty. We are attracted towards justice. We are attracted towards morality. We are attracted towards the friends of Allah SWT. We are attracted towards those things in our soul. But what happens is that we have a dual inclination. That one side we are attracted towards food, shelter, and all the things that animals are attracted to. But on the other side, we are attracted towards inclinations that Allah SWT has put inside of us, which deal with not water, food, or things that you need to sustain your body, but the things that you need to sustain your soul. And then in between, there is this struggle that one side is taking you on this side, and the other side wants to take you on this side. And the human being is stuck in the middle. And because of this struggle, those people who win this struggle, they end up getting higher than angels, and the ones who get defeated in this struggle, they get below than animals. So the animals that you saw out there, they are ruled by instinct, but they do not have a choice to actually elevate themselves to go higher than angels. So if we are going to be inclined only towards those things that are the same inclinations that animals have, then we become worse than animals. You look down upon them as you know, lions or as deers or as, you know, birds, or, you know, you are looking down upon them, or as monkeys. But in reality, if we are only inclined towards the inclinations of our body, then we are actually worse than them. They are actually better than us. So they should be looking at us in that manner, instead of us looking at them. So in reality, if we are not going to understand what is the potential that Allah SWT has given to us, we will never be able to bring that potential up into action. So the point that I was trying to make for you guys is that, you know, you should think a little bit more than just water, food and shelter in your life. You know, you should think more than just becoming an engineer or doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, or even a housewife or a husband, or, you know, you should start thinking above, or have some certain goals that are above that. Because in the animal kingdom, they also have a system, they also have, you know, they make a house. And they're probably a lot better than us in that sense, because they don't have any mortgages. You know, they're not in debt because of 200, 300,000, 400,000. What they have, even if it's little, it's a small nest, they've made it, it's theirs, and nobody else owns it. We don't own our house. It's someone else's house that we are basically saying that it is our house. They raise their kids, they teach them how to hunt. Basically, when we send our kids to universities or colleges, we're teaching them that how you will be able to hunt one day, meaning you will go provide certain services, and then with those services you'll get some money, and with that money you will get food and shelter. So in reality, the birds, they do that too for their kids. All the other animal kingdom does that as well for their kids. It teaches them how to hunt, how to provide for themselves. So if it is the only thing that we are doing is becoming lawyers, engineers, doctors, you know, getting married, having kids, having a house, having food on our table, having living a life which is just to do with these inclinations, then we are not any better than any of the other animals out there. Because if you look at even just the composition of their body, they are a lot more stronger than we are. I was talking to one of our brothers, you know, we are so weak that if a little nerve gets pinched, our whole body can get paralyzed. Meaning, you know, I think the brother gave the example as he just sneezed, and because he sneezed, a nerve got pinched and he lost a little bit of movement in his arm, and there was so much pain that the 911 had to be called. And here we are thinking that we are much stronger than the animals that are there, you know, the rhino that you saw or the giraffe that you saw. They're much stronger than we are. If you just look at the body composition. And Allah SWT has reminded us as well in Surah Yasin that, you know, just think about where you started, and then it comes a point where the person becomes a khasimu mubin, that he becomes a clear enemy of Allah SWT. So this task that we have, you should have certain higher goals than the goals that you've already made. Ayatollah Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai, you know, his son asked him, when you were young, who did you want it to become? Right? Like, if I was to ask one of these kids, they would say, when you grow up, who do you want to be? They'll say like a firefighter, or they'll say a pilot, or they'll say a doctor. Or some people might say Spider-Man or Superman, or, you know, something like that. So Ayatollah Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai said that when I was young, I wanted to become Imam Jafar Sadiq. Oh. And he said that I didn't reach that point, but I became what I am right now. And if you don't know about Ayatollah Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai Rahmatullah, he's got one of his most famous books is Al-Mizan, The Explanation of Quran. You can find it on alislam.org. There is English translation available. And it has been said that it is the best tafsir that has ever been written in the Shia history. And, you know, so the lesson to learn from that is that if somebody was to ask you, who do you want to become? You should also have these kinds of answers. My sister should say that I would like to become like Bibi Zainab Salamu Alaiha. Or my sister should say that, you know, I would like to become like Bibi Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha. In what sense? In the same qualities, in the character that Bibi Zainab Salamu Alaiha had, you would also like to have the same qualities. Now, would you be able to reach to its highest in those characteristics or qualities? No. Will you be able to reach the same level of height that Bibi Zainab Salamu Alaiha reached? No. But does that mean that you should not try? That doesn't mean that you should not try. You should try to have patience. You should try to have courage. You should try to have that ability to sacrifice all that you have for the sake of Islam and still be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you that opportunity. Can we do that? Of course we can. And for my brothers as well, the ones that are young, you know, you should, if somebody was to ask you who you should want to become, you should say that I would like to become like Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. I'd like to become like Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. I would like to become like Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. I'd like to become like Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Then that fitrah, that inclination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside of us, you will be able to use that, because it will help you to go towards those characteristics that Aiman alayhi salam has. If you don't use that inclination to go towards knowledge, to go towards piety, to go towards patience, to go towards forbearance, to go towards helping others, to go towards putting a voice against oppression, if you don't use your inclinations in that sense and you only use the other inclinations, you will become Bill Gates. You know, you will become the President of the United States, you will become Harvard, you will become Einstein, you will become Edison, you will become all of those things. But the thing that you will never be able to become is to have the character of Aiman alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet and the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And if we live our life just like that, then really, at the end of it, we're not going to have much. Because what you have to think about, you know, when you came over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided everything that you needed to survive in this earth. He provided you the earth to walk on, He provided you the milk that you needed, He provided you the biryani that you ate, you know, He provided you the water that you need to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided every single thing that you needed to survive. But guess what? In the world that you are going, you have to take every single thing that you would need to survive there. And you're not living there for 60 or 70 or 80 years. You're going to live there for eternity. So imagine the amount of things that you would need to live for eternity. And you only have 60 or 70 years to gather up those things. If you don't gather up, then you will not have much there. And the thing is, it's not just a matter of where you're going to be. Like, over here, you know, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought me in Jhelum, you know, in Pakistan. But, you know, from Jhelum or Pakistan, I'm here now in Canada, talking to you, right? I was able to move from one place to the other place. And if I want to move from here, I want to go to Iran, I can. If I want to go to anywhere else, I can. But in that world where we're going to go, you can't change the location. So if you happen to be in heaven, you are in heaven. If you happen to be in the neighborhood of Aiman alayhi salam, you are in the neighborhood of Aiman alayhi salam. If you're in the neighborhood of Yazid, Shimr, and the Muawiyah, and those people who are going to be in hell, you can't change your location. So right now, you have to decide, like, what is something that you really, really want. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he has said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Imam says that if somebody wants to have everything sorted out in this world, they should be thinking about the hereafter. We have the opposite. We think that if we want things to be sorted out in this world, we have to be thinking about which world? You're with me, right? In English, some brothers I'm losing or sisters, but you should be with me, right? So we think that if you want to achieve success in this world, what should we be thinking about? We should be thinking about this world. Imam is saying, no, if you want to achieve success in this world, you have to think about the hereafter. We think about, you know, if our affairs between the people are not proper, what are we going to try to do? We're going to try to make someone else happy. You know, I'll give you some money, give you some gifts. You know, come over to your house more often. When I see you, you know, I'll salute you. Right? Like every time you say something, I'll agree with you. Like I won't say no to you. What? So that the relationship that I have with you would be proper. Imam says that if you want the relationship between people with you be proper, make your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proper. If you make your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proper, all your relationships in this world would become proper. The reason why our husband, you know, in the household, the husband and wife, they fight, the brother and sisters, they fight, in our communities, the brothers fight with each other, in our higher, the rulers fight with each other. If you look at all the injustice and all the relationships that are not working out in this world, the reason is because their affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not proper. If their affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was proper, all the rest of the relationships would automatically fit in place. You see now, it's a little bit of different mindset, it's a little bit of different way of thinking. And Imam has said that these two things that I've mentioned to you, there's another one which we won't discuss today, but he says that these two things, if all the hukama and all the fuqaha, hukama means all the wise people and all the scholars were together in the whole of the world, if they were to advise you of something which is wisdom, words of wisdom, it will be no more than these three things. And two of them I've already told you. All the books of philosophy, all the books of wisdom, all the books of the scholars, if you were to take and summarize, they will end up in these two sentences. So, be inclined towards what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you naturally, towards knowledge, towards beauty, towards morals, towards ethics, towards the hereafter, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His oneness, towards prophethood, towards vilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, towards the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're already programmed inside to be inclined. But we are inclined more towards basketball game. You know, there's a movie on the TV, there is something else. You know, it's nice to have the picnic and so forth. We have this inclination. But this picnic should be that when you see the ayat or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it gets you closer to Him, not away from Him. If any of your recreations are taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those recreations are haram, are forbidden. You should not do those recreations. But if your recreation is taking you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is worship.
MashaAllah.
It is worship.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Kamilai Rahbar.
So, in reality, we are going to be inclined with these two things. The struggle is that you need to balance the two. It can't be that, you know, you're not inclined towards the needs of your body. You do also have to take care of the needs of your body. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you how to take care of those needs. Okay? So inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. We will have the opportunity to use the potential that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And every single one of us, if you can make that as a promise to yourself, that in your life the purpose would be to become like one of the Aima alayhi salam, or to become like one of the Bibi Zainab or Bibi Fatima or Bibi Sakina. If you can make that promise to yourself, you will have success in this world and also in the hereafter. But if you cannot decide so far what you do in your life, who to become, then your time that you are living is going to waste. It's better to decide right now, today, that from today I'm going to try to become like Imam Ali alayhi salam. And you can choose the Imam that you want. Any Imam that you will choose, they will all take you to the same destination. any rahbar that you will choose, they will take you to the same destination. And those people who are the representatives of those Aima alayhi salam, or who are the naibin of Aima alayhi salam, if you follow any of one of those rahbars, they will also take you to the same place. And the one rahbar that all the naibin of Imam Islam has to follow, and if they don't follow, they will not get to that destination, his name is Imam Khamenei. If they do not follow him, they will not be able to reach that destination that Aima alayhi salam can take them. So this is our responsibility. Take that as a responsibility, take that as a mission, take that as a goal. Take that as something that you need to achieve in your life and build the characteristics of Aima alayhi salam. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you in this task. Aima alayhi salam are watching, they know what our potentials are, they know what our problems are, they will help us. And the top imam that we are waiting for, he is looking for those kind of people. He's not looking for doctors or lawyers or engineers. You know, he's not looking for IT professionals, he's not looking for very good housewives who can cook, you know, really well and clean really well and take care of the kids really well. There are 50 seats that are available in the 313 followers, the two followers of Imam, for our sisters. He's looking for those individuals who are in character like him, who are in character like Aima alayhi salam, who are in character like Bibi Zainab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are in character like Bibi Fatima sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you are waiting for him to come, this is the character that you need to have. Inshallah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and you will have that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you in this world and also give you success in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to see the end result of justice and peace being spread all around the world from the hands of our 12th Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from his slaves and his friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his coming as soon as possible. For his safety, we will say the dua of Imam Ibn Rushd. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala alayhi fi hadhihi as-sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a waliyyan wa hafizan wa qa'idan wa nasiran wa dalilan wa ina hatta tusqihahu arzata tawwa wa tumatthirahu fiha tabiha.
Our prayer is going to be Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا بالقاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all that you see around. Every single creation of His, the birds that are, to us they are chirping, but in reality they're doing praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wind that we see moving the trees, we just see it as some thing going on, but in actuality it's doing praise of Allah. This whole universe that we are living in is doing the praise of Allah. You might be thinking that you are like, you would feel differently if you were in a mosque and having this conversation, if I was to have this conversation with you, you would feel differently. But just because you are outside in outdoors, you feel right now differently having this conversation. But imagine this for a moment, that you are in a place where everything else is doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe other than yourself. That when a person sins, the whole universe becomes mad and upset with that individual. And the example that I can give you is that if, for example, if you have the Husainiya or you're in the masjid and you're all trying to do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing dua kumail, or you are doing worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing your salah, and a person walks in and starts singing. Person walks in and starts singing in a loud manner. How would you feel, all of you? You would want this person to be out of that masjid or that Husainiya. Because you will say that this individual who has come in, while we are doing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this individual is committing a sin. We do not want this individual to be in this place. And all of you will get upset and mad, and you will try to get this person out of the mosque. Would you feel that way or no? When we commit sins, this is the way that the whole universe feels about us. The earth that we walk on feels the pain, feels the anger, feels the frustration. The air that is around us feels the same thing. The water that's around us feels the same. The individual who's supposed to be the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually performs worship, tries to gain knowledge, tries to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the whole universe is praising and doing prayers for that individual. Right now we are trying to seek knowledge, myself and you. If you're trying to seek knowledge, you're sitting down on grass. But in reality, there are wings of angels that they have spread, and you are on those wings at the moment. The water that you see, the fish that are inside, they are praising us and they're asking for forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to be forgiven.
Subhanallah.
This whole, that what you see around is actually in praise of us, is asking for forgiveness for us. And it is very happy that in this universe where it is yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, where we are doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this representative, supposedly, who has the potential to become the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has decided to gain the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has decided to gain the knowledge about himself or herself, has decided to gain the knowledge of the haram and halal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is trying to better himself and herself. So, if you start looking at this little bit of perception that I gave you, do not ever think that when you are committing a sin, then nobody is going to be watching you, nobody is looking at you, nobody is cursing you, nobody is being angry at you. No matter where you are on the face of this earth, if you commit sin, that whole universe that is there is actually telling you, and they are bearing witness against you, that on the day of judgment when we will be resurrected, the same earth will bear witness that I sat on this earth while we said the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said the name of the Holy Prophet, we said the name of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we tried to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bear witness. Just like that, if you were to commit a sin, that same earth will bear witness against us on the day of judgment. So the moral of the little bit of conversation that I'm having with you, try to become aware. Become aware that right now your mood is of tafreeh, of relaxation, you know, you're out, you want to smile, you know, and sometimes when we get too happy, we break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we get too sad, we break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. If you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you for the only purpose of worship, then in reality your breathing is worship, Your looking should be worship. Your speaking should be worship. Your relaxation should be worship. Your going to work should be worship. Your sleep should be worship. Your getting married should be worship. Raising kids should be worship. Every single action and motion that you should perform should be worship, because there's no other purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you for. But these things will only become worship if you are actually aware of what you're doing. As I mentioned to you earlier, try this as for one day, or if you can't do it one day, I would urge you to try it for 1 hour during the day. When you are around people, whether you're at work, whether you're in school, wherever you happen to be, try for 1 hour. Then you will not speak anything without, before you put that thought in your mind, repeat it in your mind, and see whether it fits the boundaries of Islam. If it fits the boundaries of Islam, then say it. And if it does not fit, do not say it. Try that for 1 hour in a day. Practice it. And I can guarantee to you that most of your issues and problems that you have inside will be solved. It is a continuous effort. We have a lot of beings that are praising us. There are a lot of beings that are asking for our forgiveness. We have a lot of motivation. We have a lot of ways to go. There's a long journey that we have ahead. We don't need to get bored. When you get bored, you try to find what? One of the biggest diseases that West has is boredom. When you get bored, what do? It's okay, you can say it. You watch TV, you watch movies, you try to just talk about politics, you'll try to talk about sports, you'll try to remove that boredom. And throughout our lives, we are working to remove that boredom that we are feeling. Why should we get bored? If it was told to you that you have about 60 years to work and you'll have infinity to reap the rewards, can you ever get bored? Will you feel bored like you have nothing to do? You'll never feel bored, right? So try that, you know, try to help yourselves, try to help your family. Don't get involved in this boredom thing. Your purpose should be much higher. Like I told you before, have some higher goals that you're going to work for. Not just the stomach and feeding yourself and shelter and food and so forth. No, some higher goals. For example, you can make a resolution that by the end of the year, or when the new year starts, Islamic calendar, what's the new year that starts? Which month? Muharram. In my Muharram, make a resolution that from starting from today till the next Muharram, like 1 year, you are going to work, you have a project, you will work, if you do ghibat, you will try to work on that as a project for 1 year, and you will try your very best not to commit ghibat, and by the end of the year, you would have rid of yourself of ghibat, of backbiting. If I was to ask you, do you have any goals, you'll say, yeah, I have a lot of goals. I would like to get mortgage free. I would like to, you know, earn this amount of money and so forth. Where is your plan for yourself? You have RRSPs, retirement plan, or you're contributing to CC, what is it, the Canadian Pension CPP? You're contributing to that, why? One is that you're forced. The second is that when you get old, you should have some money to survive. And you make plans for your retirement, you make plans for 5 years or 10 years, and you're putting money for in registered retirement savings plan. Why? Because you want that on retirement. What is your plan for your soul? What registered retirement saving plans do you have? In what pension plan are you contributing? You know, you should have a goal for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, for yourself. And achieve those goals and, you know, go forward. Inshallah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and we will start having those goals. Because before you know it, we're going to be standing in front of Hazrat Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's going to be saying, okay Hassan, let's go. If I was to say to him, well, I'm sorry, I can't really go because my CPP hasn't matured yet, or the RSP that I put in, you know, I still haven't used it yet. I would like to use those savings that I did for 40, 50 years so I can enjoy my retirement. I'm sorry, I can't go with you. They're not going to say, okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, actually, what you said is right. It's true. Yeah, please, have another 10 years on me. As a Malakul Maut, is not going to do that. Today is the time you're going. What you should have brought with you is the retirement plan that you have for your hereafter, for Barzakh, for Rose Mahshar, for Kule Sarat. You should have brought something. And there were many people who came and told you. It wasn't that you were not told. 124,000 prophets came and told you. It was Quran was in your house. Ahlul Bayt told you. The people that you went and sat, they told you. He might even take my name too. Hassan, and it will work against me too. Because if I go and I'm also empty-handed, he would say, you know, what's wrong with you? You're the one who was telling others. How come you don't have any retirement savings plans for your hereafter? So it will be for everybody. Right? Start thinking about your hereafter. Start thinking what you're going to take with you. And this is dunya daniya. This is the lowest of the low, this world that you live in. You're going to say, this world that I live in is actually the ayat and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just told me. It's true, but you don't live here, you live in here. You live in here, and it is here that dunya and daniya exists. In here are the lowly desires that we have. In here is what we want as status and as people to, you know, respect us for things that we haven't done. It is here that we are wanting, you know, things that are against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is here that we are thinking that we possess something which we don't possess. This is where you're living. And in here is the lowly desires and the dunya, the world that has been criticized. Not this world, this is mashallah, alhamdulillah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like verses of Quran, these are verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single creation that you see. Right? So, try to have that. If in your mind you start becoming above these things, the only way you will become above this is if you have a higher goal. Especially for my youths and my brothers and my sisters who are young, if you can change your mentality now, it will help you in the future when you get to be our age or older. If you don't do now, you will have issues. So inshallah, that we will try to do that. We'll leave the floor open.